13th pack of Ksuvus Mishnah Yud, 10th Mishnah. Shalosh Harotzes L'Nesuyim. There are three different parts of Eretz Yisrael in respect to marriages and Ksuvus. Yehuda, Eivra Yadin, V'Golol. Yehuda is the central and southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Eivra Yadin is on the other side of the Jordan River, and Agolul is the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Ein Motzim Me'er L'Ir U'Mikrach L'Kach. We say that if they get married in one part of Eretz Yisrael, so the husband cannot force his wife to go to another, from one city to another city, or from one big here's a smaller city, Krach, as a larger metropolitan area. If you're in the same locale, you could go from one city to another, one craft to another. In other words, if you're living in Yerushalayim, he can't force his wife to go to Tzvat or to Meron or whatever it is, because it's too much of a change of everything. But within the general area, you could move from Ramat Gan to Bnei Brak and the like. Also, if they were originally living in this very large area, to move from a large area to a small town, or from a small town to a large area, he also cannot force his wife to switch, because it's a very big change also, which is hard on them. More pollution in the big cities. Even those days, the heavily populated areas were considered a harder place to live in. The little villages were more laid back. You can force your wife to move from a bad locale to a more high quality area, but not from a more pleasant area to a less pleasant area. Even to change from a poorer quality area to higher quality areas, also you cannot force the wife. That you have to live up to the higher standards of the nicer place. Sometimes that also causes tension for the wife. Any kind of change in atmosphere is not easy for people. Yeah, and the halachas are Shem Gamliel. Yeah.